pulpit here, and God bless you. That water there is yours. And God bless you, brother. Glad you're here. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here with us, with y'all. We come from Texas. And as the pastor say, we've been here. I think that's going to be our first anniversary on the 16th. And you hear Harvey, maybe y'all send things to Houston, because Harvey flood, all the downtown, the house covered with water. It's something that you may be seeing at this. And some of them still not recovered yet, but it's a lot of mess during those days. But God's being good to us, and I would like to you, please, if you help me to go to Matthew chapter 16, if you please help me to, we're going to read four verses, and then I will, you can sit down after we read the Word of God. Matthew 16, and we're going to read 24 through the 26. Matthew 16, 24 to the 26. Then say Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for me, my sake, shall find it. Verse 26, for what is the man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Let's bottom prayer. Father, this morning I come to you and ask you for grace to give liberty to preach from your word, from the Bible. Lord, touch your heart. Bless. If anybody is here and not saved today, Lord, please, can be the day of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here through the years to Brother Pastor Billy Suksanam and his wife. Lord, please help me to preach this morning. And the glory be to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please, maybe sit. Thank you. There's many things to say, but we're going to go straight to the message. And in the evening, we're going to give you part of my testimony. When I left my country when I was 12, how I walked through America for 3 years in Guatemala and Mexico, how getting U.S. and getting adoption, and because that lady who knocked my door brought me to the church, and one of the church members get me an adoption and put me in school. And right after, the Lord opened us a green card and citizenship, and 5-6 years later, God calling me to the ministry. So we're going to do that later on the evening service today. But let's focus on what God says here and what we're reading now. And some of my pronunciation from the word, maybe it's going to be make you like a wake up a little bit, trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. But so let's see here what's happening in this passage. I'm trying to put a message, possession, they do not belong to us. Possession, they do not belong to us. We're going to try to cover those three verses that we're talking right now. And those three verses is talking about the salvation. It is a revelation from God. But what I would like to put that message, possession, does not belong to us. And I'm trying to be clear in the soul of the church. That's what I'm trying to cover, the soul of the church. And let's see here a few verses when Jesus, verse 24, then Jesus saying unto his disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. It's very clear what Jesus says to his disciples because his disciples, they don't not cash yet. They want to do what they want to do, like you and I. Our body want to do what the body wants to do, but not what the soul really wants to do. And that's what God, Jesus, come through his disciples and try and interrupt them because they want to do what they wanted to do. And the men, it's like you and I. Sometimes we want to do things in our body, but not through our soul. To attention about what mean, let me just give you a few thoughts about this. And in verse 24, Jesus says to disciples, if any man, when he talk about if any man will come after me, you see the word man, and we're going to use that word as a body. And then we're going to use the denying himself. We're going to use that word as a body. And verse 25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose. Will save his life, talking about you and I trying to be saved, sometimes us. I get attention what the pastor says a few moments ago. Sometimes we want to take care of the problem, but we don't want God to take care of the problem. And sometimes we want to resolve that problem and don't let God resolve, take care of the problem. It is what happened, and it's something that we can, you just like God said, if any man come after me, let deny himself. And that word, deny himself, that means you need to, you're not going to do it on your body. We need to do it in our soul. And that's what we're trying to, this morning, make an emphasis in what God says. And he says, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. It's amazing how God teach disciples to tell him that if we use our life to serve him, we'll be in heaven. We're gonna save our life. But if you say, "Let me save, let me put him secure," you're losing. And when we talk about possession, they do not belong to us, is because it's not belong to us. It's belong to him. Amen. And that's what we're talking about. If we're talking about our body, it's not belong to us. It's belong to him. And sometimes you and I trying to do the things in the body, but not in the soul. And let's move forward a little bit because here it says, for whosoever will save his life shall be lose. Talking about the body. We need understood to, we need to give the Lord our soul. Our soul, we need to give into the Lord. And verse 26 says, for what is the man profited? He's talking about what is the body. I want to get your attention, please. And when, for what is a man profited if shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What you and I, we can try to do in our body, trying to gain the whole world, and that's what the people are doing right now. That's what the world's working. We're talking about the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we're talking about sometimes we're living in a social culture that we're thinking about in us. And everything what you do and I do is about me. It's about we need more money, we need more things, we need more, but we're talking about the body. This body want things. This body can do many things. But the as a matter of fact, the problem is from the outside, we can do everything. But what's about the soul? When Jesus came to say, he say in verse 24, Jesus said to the disciple, if any man come after me, deny himself. If you this morning deny yourself, I'm going to deny my pleasure, my what I wanted to be and what I wanted to do to serve my God and to be to walk in love and truth and be faithful to him and prayer and what he committed to me to do for him. We're talking about the soul of the church. The church would say this morning, God calling us the body of the church. But let's say this is the church. So what is the soul of the church? That's interesting, hasn't it? Is what he's saying, the inner man. What's the inner man of the body? The soul. And when we come to glorify God, we're going to glorify, he's going to be glorified through our souls. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you, here is it's a statement that says, for what is a man provided if he shall gain the whole world? Wow. Hollywood, New York City, New York Times, that's the news they call. They trust in themselves that they hold the world. But what about their soul? Talking yesterday, I mentioned again that we're talking to Blaze, and they say, no. I love the world. I love this and that. That means he loved the world because in the flesh and the devil. And you and I, we need to take care of what we mentioned this morning is steward our soul. And that's something that if you not care, God, Jesus come to his disciples and tell them. And before that, you see Peter say, you are the Christ. And Peter, God showed Peter that he is God. He's the revelation come from God, the salvation to Peter. And later on, God told Peter that he have to go to Jerusalem and die. And Peter come to say, hey, no, that's not going to happen to you. But Jesus say, if any man is going to come after me, need deny himself. So our body, sometimes you and I, we think the possession that we have is belong to us, but it's not belong to us. It's belong to him. Yeah. It's belong to him. And the more that you are growing in your souls and spiritually, this the more how he being glorified through you and through me and through the local church. The soul of the church. Sometimes you say, "Oh, I want to be, I want to do great thing from God," but he say, "Whoa, start in our souls." But God says, as a matter of fact, he's saying here, I just get in my mind the verse 26 when he says, "For what is a man profit if we show again the whole world." The emphasis what Christ given to them. Let's keep reading and lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So that means that I can do everything. You see the prodigal son? We hear about the prodigal son. He ran and to living for the world, for the flesh, and the devil. But what about his soul? Right. We see that he came back. Yes. But he get into conviction regardless who is his father. And until you and I don't get conviction that who is our father, our conviction we're wasted. Because we're wasted our body. And all what you can do and I can do through the body, you can do it. But it doesn't mean that God's doing it. Sometimes you gotta exercise and you're strong, but the body. But we're not talking. We're talking about the soul. And Jesus say, be clear. He clear. Hey, disciple, if any of you come after me, hey, deny yourself, your body, what you're thinking, what you are trying to do, because you're taking in you. And Jesus, deny yourself. Take a cross every day and follow me. That when Jesus say follow me, he say, hey, he say, follow me and I'll make you fishes of the man. It's a soul winning. It's something very important and it's eternal. We're not can see it. It's our soul. And we can not see, but we can see the soul of other bodies that they're not connecting to our Savior. And that's why if we want to be follow him, we know we need to go after the people that he loved it. It's a soul winning. Today, I thank God because I'm a boss kid. I come in a boss ministry to our local church 20 years ago. I don't even know that God's gonna calling me to do what he's calling me to do. But I'm thank God because we don't have no family in America, nobody in America, but attending to that church. Our pastor been faithful for over 50 years now. They're 48 years anniversary. He is a faithful man. And one thing that I want is to keep that what is in him. It's what Paul says to Timothy. Oh, Timothy, keep that what is committing to the trust. And God is committing something to you. It's the old soul. And we need to take care of our soul to do something outside. Remember, the body can do everything. Everything, the body cannot change. Let's say this is a body. But this, the body, we cannot change from outside. You got that? We cannot change anything from outside. We change from inside. Yes, sir. So that's why Christ come inside. To change why you and I are from outside. And that's why, that's one of the points that God wants us to understand that it's, he said, hey, we can do everything outside, but without him, that's nothing. But when Christ comes, he say, because John 3:16, he left heaven because he loved the world. Yes. And he gave a begotten son to come and save you, my soul. And the man, you may be here, and you're not going to change outside. You need to change inside first. Because as you and I change from inside, outside be like different. And sometimes we're walking just for outside, not an inside. So Jesus Christ has to come inside to us, to outside, walking in truth and love, and glorify him. And he get glorified here, there, everywhere. Because he is our Savior. But here is God. As we're living for him, are we living for us? That's a question. For who you living? You living for him or you living for you? But these disciples follow you. It's a prize. And sometimes we don't want to pay the price. But it's worth it. It's worth it. I've been I've been in the field for a little while, and sometimes I know sometimes it's no money, sometimes it's nothing, sometimes it's something that you need to trust in Him and glorify Him, and He's going to be glorified.
Amen.
This world needs people that they are changed from inside.
Yes, sir.
Maybe your neighbor, maybe your brother, your nephew, your uncle, your mom and dad, your son, your daughter. They want to see you first. That your soul is, that you're different.
Yes, sir.
Because if they don't see that, you and I just working from the body. And remember, we need to deny. I know, Pastor, but we're in church Sunday. We're in church. Yeah, you're in church. But it's not matter that you're in church. It's a matter from your soul. It's a matter, it's a personal matter. I cannot tell my wife to live for God. God, she needs to know that same Savior that has changed me. And serve Him with love. And true. Because that's what he wants from that's what he teaches in the Bible. But it's very complicated. Then God changed the mind of people. Because this body wanna do what he wanna do, and how he can change something that is not inside. Why are you doing it? Oh, because I want to do it. But yeah, of course. They're going to do it. What we need from Washington, we need a Washington, we need Christ get into their soul. Yes. So they can change their mind. But if Christ don't get into inside, in the inner man, they're not going to change it. It's what happened to you, it's what happened to me. So one day, I remember, I was there. Someone knocking my door, and I really knew exactly what happened that day to me. Like it happened minutes ago. Something happened. And something powerful happened. So this morning I would like to encourage the body that is moments, but the soul is eternity. It's eternity. And this morning we teach about we need to see the thing that is not seen, and the soul is not is something that you cannot see. Body, Blaise say, no, I love the world. I want this. I want to do that. Yeah, that was the body one. But what about who? What exchange the man give for the soul? Let me go in and get it close to conclusion. Why God asking you? What God asking you? God asks you something. And He asks you, steward your soul. But He telling that belong they do possess is not belong to us. The soul of the church is what is important to God. It's the soul. You can take the whole work, but my question is, it is Christ in you? It is Christ in you? Pastor, I got this, I got that. Okay, thanks God that you have those things. But is Christ in you? Are you a redeemer? Did you know that Jesus is your redeemer for your soul? If it's not, today's the day. Yes. Today's the day that I can come and say, Lord, here I am. I open my heart. I invite you to come in. I want you to come in my, you want to be in my inner, in me. Because if it does not happen, you can't come to church. You can join us and sing a choir. But something's missing. I say something's missing. It is that is missing. It's Christ. So, if God glorified in your soul, are you growing spiritually? We are responsible for what God given to us and be what He wants us to be. What He wants Him given to is that He wants us to give to the people salvation, the gospel. But how is our prayer giving the gospel to others? Sometimes we waste our time doing other things in this world. But let me tell you, let me conclude on this. That power, what this book says, the power of what this book says is in our souls. There is the power. It's amazing. I'm just hearing what the preacher said this morning. He just speak, and He created. And you and I understand that when He speak, He create everything. The power. And you and I, we can speak through our soul. Because our soul, in our soul is the power. When was the last time do you give the gospel to someone? And that person get under conviction and say, I need it. Can you please pray for me? You and I know people, many people giving everything to this world through the flesh and through the devil. But let me tell you one thing. The soul is eternity. But they need know Christ first. If we were talking what we're talking before about the Matthew 16, regardless to if it, Jesus saying to the disciple, if any of you, this morning Jesus can say, if any of you want follow me, you need to deny yourself. To what? I don't know. You know. God knows. Is there something in you that you need to deny? Is there something that you don't make you pray that what you need to do in prayer? Is there something in you that is that let Him be God in you? It is a something. Pleasures. Nothing we have to give is a powerful, life-changing as the gospel. Amen. Romans 1:14-16 says, the power of the gospel. Do the gospel mean that we own, you own, the gospel, considering this will make a difference, such a different and dynamic if we get under conviction. No matter who I see or where I go, people need the gospel. And you and I, we owe the gospel. If we're Christians, if Christ is in our soul, we owe the gospel to them. Let's bow in prayer.